Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky.
It's June 2020, and I'm expecting the merger and acquisition activity for MSPs to return to the pre-2020 levels by the third quarter of 2020, and I expect continued enthusiasm for acquisitions well into 2021 and even 2022. Let's look at the fundamentals of the marketplace. Let's look at buyers first. The buyers have just witnessed an incredibly favorable governmental response to a recession caused by natural events, and the government has taken great and extensive action to try and resolve issues and to try to save the economy. This provides a lot of confidence that the government will continue to react in a very favorable manner if there's a future issue. The Federal Reserve immediately reduced interest rates to zero and provided other forms of liquidity to the economy, including reducing reserves on deposits with banks to zero. Banks no longer have to reserve any funds based upon the deposits they hold. The government had banks managing PPP and earning fees on PPP. Unlike 2008, where the bank was hit hard by the Great Recession, we're expecting that banks will do quite well in 2020 and be largely unaffected in a negative sense, maybe even positively affected by the economic shutdown of March, April, and May. Additionally, there continues to be a long-term trend towards consolidation in the marketplace. The marketplace has placed increased reliance on technology, especially with the work-from-home movement that has just got a strong kick in the pants by COVID-19 and the quarantine. Revenue for MSPs may actually spike during Q1 and Q2 of 2020. We're also at the end of an equipment refreshing cycle that got started by the Great Recession of 2008. The Great Recession started in August of 2008, which was the third quarter, and buying of equipment really stopped for the third quarter, the fourth quarter, and all of 2009, buying stopped. Everybody put things on hold. It even leaked into 2010. And so when the economy started to come back, what we saw are the customers of MSPs started all buying equipment roughly at the same time or in the same gap. They simply could not use this other equipment any longer, and they needed to refresh. So the refreshment cycle started in 2011. It happened again in 14 and 15, again in 18 and 19. We are looking at buyers being able to take advantage of the next refresh cycle if they can close on deals now. They'll have your customers under their banner rather than under the seller's banner when it comes time for them to refresh. Now, the COVID response also had buyers pausing on their acquisition activity and focusing on conserving their cash, which actually resulted in creating more cash reserves to work from in the future. These cash reserves were further increased by expense reductions and staff reductions for the buyer, resulting in increased revenue per full-time equivalent, and likely will continue to perform at those higher levels. There's also been an increased focus on accounts receivables, thus creating a bigger pool of money. So buyers have a lot of money right now. While buyers put buying activity on hold and looked to these staff reductions, their customers actually did the same thing, and they laid off their IT departments. Customers lay off their non-core competency during periods of recession because they want to keep their core competency. They can always rebuild the non-core aspects of their business back when times return to normal. This phenomenon is resulting in further outsourcing to MSPs. We also have a lower interest rate environment, as I mentioned before, which means we can pay higher prices for the same monthly installment. You're buying more because your interest expense is lower. Access to capital is great. There is a ton of money out there, government sponsored in part. IDLE has given us a bunch of money to work with. What are you going to do with the IDLE funds if you don't need them to survive? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to invest it in your business. If you're a buyer of businesses, you're going to invest it in buying more businesses. Expected stock market decline, which I do think is going to happen, will increase private equity investment into SMBs. The current stock market has returned to some of the levels, close to the levels we saw pre-COVID. But it's on much less volume. It's like 30% less volume. I do expect that the stock market will decline here going into the future. There are a lot of people that are on the sidelines. My point on the volume, there are a lot of people on the sidelines, and I believe it's private equity sitting on the sidelines. Most acquisitions in the last 5 years have been coupled with an earnout of 3 to 5 years. Now, buyers looking at this 3 to 5 years will know that, hey, listen, we are likely to see a further recession. If I can acquire and pay out some of those purchase price dollars to the seller over 3 to 5 years during a time where maybe it's not the greatest 3 to 5 years, I actually have seller essentially contributing capital. Finally, we have the low producers of the seller organizations, the companies that are looking to sell. Because of COVID, they had to go in there and do the hard work of screening through which employees should be kept and which employees shouldn't be kept. And so a lot of the work that the buyer has to do afterwards has already been done, so it'll be an easier transition. Now, if somebody was thinking about selling before, they likely are going to continue thinking about it. MSPs are primarily owned by Generation X, who generally want out before the baby boomers wanted out, and younger baby boomers, the boomers that are 55 to 66. They were going into 2020 with euphoria and realizing the climate of the last 5 years after the COVID crisis isn't going to continue, that success isn't just going to be there every step of the way, probably will have them thinking about continuing to sell if their valuation models are holding up. And I do expect the valuation models to hold up due to lower interest rates. There is an inverse relationship with value and interest rates. And with the relaxed borrowing and the banks giving away money because they have a lot of money to give now, I don't expect capital access to be a problem. The cybersecurity threat is growing. This is going to change MSPs. Some sellers don't want to be around to build for that change. It's going to require more investment to keep pace. Some sellers are going to look at this and say, why in the heck do I want to invest this much and risk the possibility of a ransomware attack or something like that, which will fundamentally undermine the entire value that I've created for years and years when I've got a fair offer being made here. Of course, if you were one of those MSPs where your revenue held up during Q2 and Q3, I think you might even be able to expect a higher value. Anyway, looking into later of 2020 and into 2021 and even 2022, you're going to see a lot of activity in the MSP space. I'm an MSP attorney that does sales and acquisitions, and we do a lot of them, but I'm not a certified valuation expert. My opinions are really based upon the deals, the MSP deals that I've been around. If you're considering a sale or acquisition, I would welcome the opportunity to speak with you. Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Popinski. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs, and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, D like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S, like United States, L-A-W.com.